El mundo enfrenta una pandemia. Encuentre respuestas y acceda a información veraz y confirmada en el especial de NTN 24 sobre coronavirus COVID-19. Escuche los contenidos de NTN 24 en su plataforma de podcast favorita.
You're listening to The Power of Us on Revolver Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Power of Us. This is Abel.
And this is his serving wife, Rosie.
Serving wife, I think if anything, I'm the servant this week.
You're the giver?
I'm the giver.
This week.
I love to give. I'm a giver. And this week, I think I am the best husband in the world. Why don't you tell our listeners why I'm the best husband in the world, baby?
You're the best husband in the world because you've given me good children.
Right. Okay, come
You're
on.
You're the best husband in the world because you can sing.
Yeah.
You're the best husband in the world because you have great hair.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best husband in the world because you can dress.
Yes.
You're the best husband in the world because you made a good choice in marrying me.
Yes. But come on, come on. You got to give it to me.
This week
I did good.
Yes. Like, I very rarely can be surprised.
Right.
For my good or bad, I don't know. It's my fault most of the time. But this time, I refuse to ruin the surprise. And you really, really surprised me. I was shocked. I literally said, oh, no. Like, when I found out what it was, cuando me cayó el 20.
Yeah.
We were walking towards a place to the Will Turn, and I said, okay, it's a concert. And I had thought earlier the day, maybe it's like a John Mayer concert. And then
right. Because I love John Mayer.
Yeah. Well, I love him too, but you love him more. I said, no, that would be a date with him and Roy if it were a John Mayer concert. This is Rosie and Abel. So where would he take me? Like, what do I want to do, you know? And Casey told me, get dressed up, mama, like put on the big lashes. And I'm like, okay, well, what is she talking about? And when we were walking towards the Will Turn, I know it was an English concert because it was all types of people, all ages. So I was confused. And this girl had a shirt on, and the back of her shirt said Sierra. I was like, no, like, and that then you're like, yes, I couldn't believe it. Abel surprised me completely. He said we're having date night, reserve the date. He planned everything. And I got to see Sierra in person. Like, you don't know. Casey asked me the other day, what are artists that you would want to meet in person? Which is a good question for you too, really quick. Died, I would have loved to meet Johnny Cash.
Okay. That's interesting. All right.
Yeah, I think we're very similar in that he was a believer. He didn't pretend to be perfect, but he was also singing secularly. Mm. So I'm a believer. I don't pretend to be perfect, but I work in the secular world.
Wow.
So it's just this weird mix of people that are very rare to find.
Wow.
You know, I know others, but I think I only know one or two. That's very openly Christian, and I just love Johnny Cash because he didn't pretend to be perfect. But he still really loved the Lord and did his job on the earth. Anyway, so two, she said, okay, living. And I said, I would want to meet Alicia Keys or Sierra.
That's good.
And I got, well, I didn't get to meet her. I think we locked eyes once.
Once, yeah.
I think, really?
No. It was hella dark in there.
She didn't see me? Look how white I am.
Yeah,
I was wearing pink
so.
And I had really long extensions. Like, yeah. I was really trying to get her
that's
attention.
That's the white me right there.
That's the white me. Maybe in a different universe, Sierra would be the black Rosie. I don't know. I could be her. I don't know.
All right.
If I was super skinny, tall, gorgeous, beautiful, talented in dancing, we could be the same person.
Right.
Just little differences.
Just minor ones. So that was the whole thing, is that I finally took advice that I had been sitting on for quite a while, and I really planned. I went all out this time. Not all out, but I'd made a...
Can I point out something for Facebook?
Go ahead.
Because people think that you're rolling your eyes at me or that I'm rolling my eyes at you when we're talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they do. They're like, Abel, don't be so rude. You're on camera, man. The issue is that the camera's here, But right, our monitor, screen, our so, monitor's yeah, we, up there. So sometimes when you're talking, I'm like this, and it looks like I'm rolling my eyes at you. That's so true. Sorry, guys. Well, that's only for our Facebook listeners. If you're on the podcast, you have no idea what we're talking
right,
about.
Right. So I went all out. I decided to just do something for my wife that she can...
Who would you say gave you this advice?
Oh, Casey. Casey, for sure. Oh, no.
Well, no. In general, like date night.
Well, I think just in like family life and and stuff like that. That's what we've learned a lot of our stuff from. Dennis Rainey, I think.
Yeah,
I think
focus, that's on, focus on the family. Oh, no. Wait. Yeah. Focus on the family is Dobson.
It's Dobson. And then Dennis family Rainey life does is... family life. And they do amazing, amazing marriage... pre-marriage and post-marriage conferences. They're absolutely amazing.
You can go like on cruises or you go at marriage conferences, and they've really been good for us.
We've gone to about two of them, and they've been super beneficial for us. So I decided to finally do that, and I decided to set up a date night the way in the movies you do it, you know, where she doesn't think about it, you're doing everything special or whatnot. And gotta be honest with you, before, I think there used to be some awkwardness of like she's not gonna be able to receive it and stuff like that, but we have been able to work on our marriage to the point where we can really just do this, and we just honestly just did it and had fun, and it was awesome. And that's what today's podcast is all about, is about how do you go about this whole like giving
and receiving,
you know? Because what I did there is I really wanted to make it special for her, and I think I did made a point of doing that. We didn't go to where we would both enjoy it. I really just wanted to take her where she would enjoy it. I enjoyed it as well.
You were dancing. I love music. The boy was moving.
And you know, and I was hoping that Missy Elliott would come out. She didn't. Oh, dude. But it was still cool.
I like freak out.
It was super cool. I had a great time, but I knew that this was something that was going to make my wife feel special. You know, like if I would have taken her to John Mayer, I'm sure she would have loved it. But I think deep down inside, she would have been like, oh, this is for us. Or if anything, it's also for Abel, you know?
It would be like 70-30, 60-40. But when we do go to John Mayer, I know we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have great conversation. You're going to smile and be happy. And it's going to be like a romantic movie, like a romantic things moment, because a lot of his stuff is romantic. Yeah. So that's why I enjoy
it. Here's John my question. Mayer. You knew that Ciara was for you, though, right? Like 100%?
Yes.
You knew that Ciara wasn't necessarily something that I would go to, pay for or say. Did that make it feel more special to you?
Yes. Okay. Because the thing that makes it special, I want you to enjoy it too.
Yeah, for sure.
I love it that we can both enjoy something. But what made it super duper special was that you knew a detail about me.
Yeah.
I think for a person like me, and maybe most women and men, we like to know that someone thought of us in a positive way, because I imagine in the 80,000 thoughts you have a day and 80% are negative, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's probably like, if 80,000, 70,000 are negative about Rosie, is what I think, right? So it would be great to let someone know I thought of you in a positive way. Wow. I thought about you and felt, oh, my baby, she'd love this. Or, wow, oh, my baby, she's so cute. Like all those little things, the sentences that start with I thought of you, or even better, the actions that start with I thought of you, are really, really powerful. Yeah. And that's what you did yesterday. You thought of like the artist that I love, that I've loved since I was a teenager. I talk about her, I play her music, and you like listen and you're like, okay, I see. You don't really have much commentary, which is, I mean, it's okay. Sometimes there's not a comment other than she loves Ciara, except for moments like this when I'm like, oh my God, he was listening.
Yeah.
Like he pays attention. I think I've told you I love Ciara, but it's more you being observant and being, okay, she's repeated this song 15 times.
Yeah, I figured it out when, like, because I know you like a lot of artists, you know, you're very cultured and musically and stuff like that, but I figured out like she's like extra like on Ciara and like and stuff like that. Was
like when we almost lost it at BeautyCon.
Yeah, when we were at BeautyCon, I'm like, oh, she's like really, really
fanning. Her and I had a full-blown conversation. We are best friends.
Really? Can you? Yes. Okay, go ahead.
She was on the panel of BeautyCon. I've always gone to BeautyCon. This is the first time I saw at panels because there were some fire people. I think Casey
Cox. Which, and you also gave a panel at BeautyCon?
I did. That was awesome. Yes, 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 yes. The first Latino.
Led panel.
Led panel. So we were with Esmeralda from Be Bella Cosmetics. Mm-hmm. It was
Louis something or something like that?
Louis.
Louis Castro,
who's awesome. He's an awesome person. I met him and so funny and so talented. No. Patty Rodriguez from Power 106, Kiss FM, and she's also the CEO of Leo Libros.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was our panel, and it was very empowering and awesome. And I stayed for the other panels because Ciara was going to be there. And I was just hoping she'd dance. I just want to see the woman dance. Like, you have no idea, this woman can move. Like the song O from a long time ago with Ludacris, that's when I became a fan, because she was dancing on a car and she was just gorgeous but so talented. And I really thought the world was, I mean, at that time they could really see it, but for a long time people haven't seen how awesome this woman is. And so she was going to be at BeautyCon. She now has Level Up, Level Up, Level Up, Level Up. And I'm just so happy for her that she can have another hit song. Yeah. And she was at BeautyCon and she was on a panel. And she, the woman, like, speaks fire. Like, sometimes you don't have to say it says in Ecclesiastics or John. Like, you just spit the word of God.
Yeah.
And she, if you notice very, like, she will say the word of God without saying it's the word of God. She's not like forcing it down your throat. She's giving it to you because she sincerely feels it. So she was at BeautyCon and she says something powerful. And I yelled from the side, "Preach, girl!" And you see, And then she said, "Preach." Like, she was talking about me. That was me she was talking about. So I was like, best friends. Right. We just became best friends.
Yeah.
That's it. She loves me. I love her. We're going to go on tour together. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'll learn to dance. Well, I try to mira quien baila. I can't sing. Maybe you got to think about it. You got to teach me to do something so
we'll
I can
we'll
go
figure
on
it out. We'll figure
you
it out.
You can play football with Russell.
Yeah, for sure.
anyway, so, it was amazing. And go ahead.
Yeah. So what I mean, one of the cool things that I said, which, by the way, Beauty Marks the song. It's one of the songs. I think it's the main song. It's actually a very beautiful song. Probably not like super commercial hit, but very, very gorgeous song. And I learned a new song, Thinking About You. And I love that song,
Beauty
too.
Beauty Marks, you know it's from the Bible?
Yeah, of course.
Paul said, these are the marks that I bear. And obviously Jesus bore marks. But Paul, I don't know which book, says, these are the marks that I bear that show, like, what I have been through for Jesus. And he wasn't showing off. He was just saying, like, they're not ugly to me.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. And this man was shipwrecked and bitten by a snake and beat. So he must have been real scarred up.
Yeah.
But he saw them as beauty because they were given with love to Christ. And that's what the song Beauty Marks is about. And then the video is so cute. Her and Russell, and she directed it. Sierra, I love you. Please love me back.
Oh, well, I guess this podcast is about Rosie's love for Sierra and not about her amazing husband that took her to go see Sierra.
Sierra, you are an amazing husband because... No, so. It was genuinely a really good night.
Yes, it was.
That any other time I could have ruined.
That's so true. And you mentioned something in the beginning, is that you didn't want to ruin the night. You didn't want to snoop or figure out what the issue was, because that's what would happen in the past. Mm-hmm. You would get upset when I was trying to surprise you because you didn't want to be surprised.
Because some surprises in my past have been bad, you know, or something goes wrong, or I had this issue with receiving good things.
Yeah.
So... Now I love surprises, but it literally took training. And more than surprises, it took training for Rosie to be able to receive.
Wow.
And I think many of us have this issue where it could be pride, straight up. It could just be your pride. Because my dad used to be like, I was like 12. Hija, ask me for money. Like, to be super duper honest, I've stolen something once in my life, I remember, and I remember vividly. It was from CVS and it was a mascara, and I was about 12 or 13. And I don't know why I stole it, because my parents were doing better money wise. We were still at the Paramount Swap Meet, but he was already producing big artists. I don't know if it was a thrill. I don't know if, I think I figured out that it was my pride. And I almost got caught, and then I said, I'm never doing it again. So that was one of those vows that I made, that I'm like, I am never stealing again from nothing and no one. It is one of those few virtues that I have. Mm. But my dad would be like, yeah, I have money. Like, why don't you get new shoes? And it was like, I'll buy my own shoes. You know, I don't know why I started working at 13 so that I wouldn't have to take anything from anyone.
Wow.
So here I marry a great man. Years later, I marry a great man who loves to give. This is the man who used to sing to me while I showered. Like, literally, I think we were at the Downey house, our first year of marriage, and I was showering and we had a little window in the shower and you went outside and you sang to me, and I will never ever forget that. But I didn't know how to receive it. I didn't know how to say thank you. And I remember I used to tell you, I was like, what, you want me to do a backflip? Remember? Like, what am I supposed to do when you do something nice? Smile? Like, you make me nervous. Like, you expect something from me. You only give something from me because you want something back. And that's really what I thought about people. Like, te van a dar algo, pero te las van a cobrar.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be in debt to anybody. Yeah. I hate being in debt.
Wow.
So it ruined giving. You didn't feel free to give to me anymore.
That's so good what you just said, because I think that a lot of women probably go through that. I think a lot of people go through that in general. Mm-hmm. But think about it, like, yeah, you know what? Sometimes as men, we suck and we don't do special things for you guys, and we don't bring you guys flowers on a Tuesday and this and that. And we don't make date nights and stuff like that. But maybe this is a double-sided thing where it's like, maybe you haven't received it right. Maybe mm-hmm. you've gone through pain. Maybe he cheated on you when you guys were 19 and you were pregnant. And since then, you've never been able to receive anything that he's given you. And then he stops and stuff like that. Like, you know,
it's maybe, a vicious cycle.
It's crazy. Like, if you really, really think about it, it could be something that's double-sided where, yes, as men, we're not cool when we don't do special things for you guys ever in a long time, not even once a year or whatever, you know, or when we don't do things aside from Valentine's Day and your birthday, because that's wrong too. You girls, I think, are right about that. In the, you say it for sure, like, don't bring me flowers just because some day told you to.
Oh, Valentine's Day? I'm like,
damn, you're right. Mm. You're right. Yeah, that isn't cool. I mean, yes, I'm going to bring you flowers on Valentine's Day because it's a day dedicated to it. But you're absolutely right. That's not the only day where I should show you my affection, or I should go the extra mile or pay $20 for a bouquet of flowers. Mm-hmm. You know?
My thought on Valentine's Day in one sentence is, boys give something to get sex, and it's the getting sex that I don't like. I would give you sex for free if I could, you know, like I should.
You don't charge me for sex. What are you talking about?
I've tried to charge him and he won't pay me. Right. You remember one day you pretended to give me $200? We were already married, by the way. Okay. I did a whole striptease show. It was real fun. It was real. I think I was good. I got paid $200, left them on my side little drawer. They were gone in the morning.
You shouldn't have gone to sleep.
That's wrong. That's dirty. You, those are my $200, bro. Anyway, so obviously we're joking, but I mean, I would give you, I try to give you sex, to have sex, to enjoy sex with you as much as we can. Not as much as I would like to, but I hate it that flowers are given on Valentine's Day so you can get sex. Like, I hate that thought. And you know it's invented. You know there ain't no Saint Valentine that, like, gave this day or prayed for marriages. It's
right. It's commercialized. It's to make money. It's Hallmark or whatnot.
So but the sad thing is that's how I felt about everything. Like everything that you did, like, in my mind are marked like chocolate covered strawberries that I ruined because you Googled it, you YouTubed it, and then in my mind it's like, oh, he just wants sex.
Wow.
You like would do something, wash the car. Oh, what? Am I supposed to like do this for him now? Like, it was so, so sad. And ladies, what I'm trying to teach you is that yes, maybe your man has slacked off, but maybe there's some responsibility that you have to take too. I learned from Miriam Nenninger. She's a Christian psychologist from San Diego, California. She is amazing. And her and I are having a conference November 1st in Rosemead, California. Go to my link and in my bio and you can find tickets. She is fire. We're having lives every Monday or Tuesday at 9 a.m. Anyway, she taught me that in life you can take two positions, being a victim or being responsible. And you can be a victim your whole life and be like, my man don't love me, he never takes me out, my man isn't this, he's not like my sister's husband, he's not like Abel, he's not like this. You could, or you could say, where is my responsibility in it? If I want flowers, I can go buy myself flowers.
Yeah.
If I don't feel you're thinking of me, I should tell you, like, babe, or ask you directly, do you think of me? Or do we have a fight about flowers for 3 weeks instead of getting to the point? Do you understand? So I didn't know how to receive, and I made it very uncomfortable when Abel was just trying to shower me with love.
Wow.
And I didn't know my love language. So for me, receiving gifts isn't necessarily my love language, but it's your love language. So I should do it for both of us. You feel like, hey, I'm giving love. My love language is
quality time
and words of affirmation, and Abel's is service. So when I make something for him, when I give him something, when I've thought of him, service isn't just like, oh, I have to serve you and clean and all that stuff. I mean, it could be for some people, but for Abel, it's more like she thought of me before herself, before, you know, she if she was going to buy food, she called me, hey, baby, I'm going to blah, blah. Do you want some? Like, that thought is like, oh, man, she thought of me. Right. No que llegué con una hamburguesa and you're starving, get me? So where have you not known how to receive?
Yeah.
And I mean, how do we fix it?
I think that's exactly what we got to talk about, because we weren't here, I want to say a year, two ago, you know? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have felt comfortable with it, or it wouldn't have gone so smoothly. And we're going to talk about that after the break, on how we move forward from this and how we were able to have such a good night that wasn't awkward at all.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
Yeah.
The kids are back in school. Mm-hmm. Sammy's in dance now. And I don't have time for the gym anymore. And I really don't want to wake up at 4:30 for that class.
I get you.
So what do I do? How do I sculpt my body?
That's what there's OpenFit for. See, it takes all the complexity out of losing weight and getting fit. It's a brand new streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of our own living room for as little as 10 minutes.
I love that. So I get to sculpt my own body without everyone looking at me in the comfort of my own home.
Mm-hmm. And the best part is that you get results within the first 30 days. Whatever amount of work you put into it, you get to see it. Do you want to lose the weight and keep it off, lose up to 15 pounds in just 30 days right away? That's why you need OpenFit.
This is great. So OpenFit has changed the way I work out, and texting my code POWER to 303030, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you.
You'll get access to all of OpenFit, all the workouts, all the nutritional information completely free. Again, just text POWER to 303030 and start your weight loss journey today.
Right now, during the OpenFit 30-day challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit once you text POWER to 303030.
Standard message and data rates may apply. All right, guys, welcome back from the break. So as we were talking, we weren't here about a year or two ago, babe.
No, babe.
And
this could have gone really bad. You took a big risk.
And this is, I think this is one of the bigger ones where I'm like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to go all out. It's not like we're going to talk about it and we're going to figure out this date and we're going to both plan it that way. It's going to be fine. No, this is the first one where I'm like, you're blind. You don't know anything.
I loved it.
Just leave it alone. I got it. You set up
the restaurant and everything.
So why did I do it? I don't, you know what? I woke up and... Well, Casey helped me out with this date. She got the email. She sent it to me. Everything worked out good. It was a random Tuesday, so it wasn't cutting into, because we work a lot on the weekends. It wasn't cutting into us, and it just, everything worked out. And I'm like, you know what? My wife deserves it. She's always talking about this. You don't take me out on dates. And we talked about it in the podcast. And I'm like, you know what? She deserves it. I want to start doing this maybe once, twice a month, you know, where it's just us, and it's just about us, her and me. And so
what I find interesting is that usually when I tell you we don't go out on dates, you really don't say anything back. So ladies, sometimes your man isn't, what I'm learning is that you hear us, but sometimes you don't say anything till you do it. Like there are some of our men, I don't know yours, but what I'm learning about my man is he hears it. He doesn't want to boast. He doesn't want to make a false promise. He doesn't want to forget. So he takes it in. And then it kind of comes up later, which is what I've been seeing. Right. This whole Sierra thing and this whole we don't go on enough dates. I thought you really didn't. I mean, honestly, I thought he either doesn't care, doesn't want to do it, or, you know, it's not a big deal for him. So the fact that you did this really showed me like he's paying attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, because of everything we went through in the past, because you hadn't accepted gifts, it's been kind of bad dates and stuff like that where I've tried. And then the double mentality of you thinking I only want sex, which is why I'm taking you out or doing this. I had to just push through it. I had to push through it and just trudge through it and put myself out there again, because that's what I was doing. I'm setting this all up so she can have an amazing night, and I'm worried that it can be ruined by the fact that she's going to feel obligated to do something or think that I have a double mentality, not just trying to shower you with love or just trying to give you something that you would like. Because sometimes as guys, we just want to do that. We just want this to work out and be happy so you can be happy. Not so that we can be happy necessarily, just so you can be happy. And yes, if you're happy, that makes sex a lot better, you know? And I think that as human beings, as human beings, when you do something kind for the other person does just naturally want to give kindness back, you know? But when you feel that they're doing it for that intention, it isn't, if that makes sense, just to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. It's, yes, we want sex. Of course, we would want sex.
There's a hope for sex, but not a requirement for sex.
You know, and so if not that night, that's cool. What if it could be another night or the following day or something like that? If you want that, or just honestly, dude, have that conversation with your husband or your wife. Maybe the roles are reversed. Have that conversation saying, hey, you know what? Next time we go out on a date or something like that, let's try to not make it with an ending for sex. But just know that I'll keep that in mind, and then I'll try to do something special for you too, and maybe give you sex later, or make you the dinner that you like, or let you just watch the entire game and not be bothersome. I don't know, just stuff like that. And just, but have that conversation, because if you just not say anything, or if you automatically assume he wants sex, and he probably does want sex, because there's never a day that men don't want sex, you just be honest and just say, hey, you know what, I want to establish this and build this because I'm hurt and I think that you only want me for sex. So if we can just go on a date and not have sex at the end of the night, just know I'll keep that in my mind that we did this and it was beautiful and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And then eventually when it's not about this date, I'm going to give you the good sex that you deserve too. Kind of that thing.
I think what you need to know is that the seed that you're planting is giving fruits.
Yeah.
Even if it's just a smile or a laugh, I think the worst thing is when you do something for your significant other and it all goes to hell, or you, even worse, she still didn't understand, babe, I just wanted you to feel loved. I just wanted you to know that I love you.
Yeah.
So if it brings sex, then great. But if it doesn't, and I really felt that about yesterday, then that's great too. Like, we just had a good time. We danced, like, we smiled, we laughed, we joked. We had some alone time without the kids. We didn't talk about business. We didn't talk about nothing but just us, in the sense of getting to pick our brains and knowing each other. Like, nothing of the mundane to-do stuff. We dreamt together, which was really cool, of like, one day we're going to do this and one day we're going to do that. And it was really we tried new food, which was, it was just so much fun that even if we didn't have sex, I think you would have been like, that was cool. Mission accomplished. And the mission was, let Rosie know she is loved. And when I am loved, I am more willing to, I want to connect with you physically because we've already connected emotionally.
Yeah, but really quick, what got you there? What got you able to be, did you have to psych yourself into being able to just receive that date, or without having that mentality of like, oh, he's doing this for this, or it's bad because we've had bad dates in the past and stuff like that?
First of all, because we've had this conversation before, we've had it a couple times, and you've been persistent, like maybe less often, but because we've had the conversation and I got to take responsibility and see, I kind of ruined this too. It's not only him that doesn't give flowers on Tuesdays. It's when he did give flowers, I was like, what, you want sex? Like, so I kind of ruined it too. That was one. Two, they started to come less and less and I missed them. Wow. And I'm not saying that you should do that to your wife to punish her. That's never the right thing. But if they are coming less and less, as a wife, realize like, oh, like maybe I should take responsibility, or I should have appreciated them when they were here. So when they do come up, I've switched my mentality to believe what you say and not what I think.
Wow.
And that's big. You said, I do it because I love you. I do it because I love to see you smile. You've said that to me once. And I've decided not to think of, oh, he wants sex, or exes have done this, or my daddy did this. No, it's, I am believing what my man said, and my man said that he did it because he wants me to smile, and I want to smile. So it became you taking initiative really made me smile. Like, you said it, and I think we were on the phone, so you couldn't see me. So I was like a little bit confused. I'm like, did he say what I think? Okay. So I didn't say anything back. If you noticed, I didn't know how to react, so I didn't say anything at all.
Yeah.
It was better. It was better than my normal go-to, no, but this, but that. It was, I just stayed silent and said, okay. And then you reminded me again a couple days later. And that second time is like, oh man, he's serious. And he's excited about it.
Yeah.
And that your excitement made me excited. And then the day of, you're like, baby, you better get ready today at 5:30 sharp. We're going to, you know, and you were so excited that it made me excited. And then your consistency, just the fact that you won't give up on trying to make me smile, even though it's been like 5 years of like bad Valentine's Days and stuff like that. So
we were able to get to that point, and I think that that's something you guys can get to too. It is going to take some work. So the homework for this week is, guys, really plan it out, and plan it out all the way. Don't just plan the date and then not take care of the babysitter, not figure that out. Just try to do everything yourself. Mm-hmm. And women, do your best to really just receive it and give this another shot and enjoy the love that he's going to try to shower you with, because you're worth it. He wants to make you smile. And please know that you being extra happy and feeling extra loved will make him feel like, damn, that's freaking awesome. Because sometimes when we feel like we invested so much in the date, we're like, yeah, man, at least I should get sex then, because this kind of was a waste of our time, because we ended up being bad, you know? So just honestly, I think that if you guys can just try your best to come together in this, you guys can have an amazing time, just like we did.
Women, yes, you want him to give, but learn to receive.
Thank you guys so much for being with us today, and we'll see you guys next week.
Hola, my name is Enrique Santos, presentador de Tu Mañana y On The Move. Quiero invitarte a escuchar mi nuevo podcast, Hola, My Name Is, donde hablo con artistas, líderes de nuestra comunidad y personas como tú. Mi meta es que juntos conozcamos más sobre los triunfos y las derrotas de mis invitados, y que a través de sus historias nos empoderen y nos motiven a superarnos. Lanzamos el show con J Balvin, he's awesome, un artista colombiano que ha revolucionado la música latina y que sigue superando récords mundiales. Él nos cuenta abiertamente sobre sus inicios, el secreto de su éxito y los aprendizajes que lo ayudan a preservar su autenticidad. A partir de este martes 7 de abril, podrás acompañarme todas las semanas a conocer más a fondo a un invitado especial. Puedes encontrar mi podcast en la aplicación digital de iHeartRadio, la descargas gratis, o en donde prefieras escuchar tus podcasts. Hola, my name is The Podcast, a partir de este 7 de abril.